The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast. Radio City 96.7.
Wednesday, it was Halloween, and Kev had a very special guest in the studio with us, the Grim Reaper, or should I say, the Dim Reaper. Take a listen.
Right, we've got for you the Dim Reaper this morning. We're not doing Battle of the Sexes, it's Halloween. Are you there, Dim Reaper?
Hello, Kevin. Hello, crew. How are we all today?
I'm scared.
What? Let me turn the lights off. Wait.
Oh, we're all dark in the studio now.
All dark. Yes. Oh, who's that touching my leg? Get off me, so. What are you doing to me? Stop it. You want to watch her, Kevin?
I'm
proposed again now.
Now listen, we've got some tickets up for grabs, haven't we, Dim Reaper?
Yes, for Farmageddon.
Will you be coming to Farmageddon with us tonight, Dim?
Oh, I think I might put in an appearance. Okay. It has to be said, I'll be hiding behind a tree.
Well, if you go tonight, will you keep an eye out for Pete Price's tooth?
Oh, yes, I'll have a look round. Sort him out with a good dentist as well. Poor Peter.
He once went to the dentist, actually. And
really?
Yes, he got on the dentist chair on all fours.
Right.
And the dentist said, "What are you doing, Peter?" He said, "I've come for a filling."
Not bad joke for a mortal, I suppose, yes.
Dim Reaper. Now, have you got your little baby?
Oh, yes, I'm going to say our little baby Reaper's joined me this morning. Come on, come over here. Talk into the microphone, don't be scared. His dear chip off the old block, bless him. There we go. Right, go and fix the breakfast. Go on, off you go.
Oh, babe, little baby Reaper.
Anyway, Kevin, I've got to get on. I've got lots of souls to go and collect later today.
Okay, well, what we've got here is we've got three questions, dead easy questions. It's you versus a caller. So if you'd like to call, could you ask that? Well, do you know the number, Dim Reaper?
I do indeed. If any of you mere mortals believe you can beat me in a challenge of intelligence, then you should call me on 0151-472-0967.
All right, well, thank you, Dim Reaper. You stay there.
Oh, will do.
And we'll talk to you in a moment. If you'd like to play against the Dim Reaper, and he's Dim, remember.
Right. I'm very clever.
Well, we'll soon find out in a moment.
Right.
0151-472-0967 to win tickets for Farmageddon. Tickets for where, Dim Reaper?
Farmageddon.
The KFC Breakfast Show Podcast.
We're playing with the Dim Reaper. Are you still there, Dim Reaper?
Yes, Kevin, I am here.
What time do you make it on your watch?
What time do I make it on my watch? About 4 minutes to nine.
Okay, just in case anyone thinks this is recorded.
What? I'm not recording.
Okay, Dim. What we got here? Tickets for Farmageddon, where we're all going tonight. By the way, it's ticket only tonight. I must stress that, ticket only. If you want details, log on to their website, farmageddon.co.uk, but you cannot get in without a ticket tonight. Okay, we have someone who's going to play this morning. It's Jed from Ormskirk. Hello, Jed.
Good morning, Jed.
Good morning.
Not joining us in the Moors crew.
Okay, guys. What have I got for you, do, Jed, by the way? No, apart from that.
He's after my job.
I work for Tesco, mate.
You work for Tesco. Every little help. Okay, I got three questions. It's you versus the Dim Reaper. Remember, he's Dim.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Leave me alone.
Okay, and if you get all three correct, you've won tickets to Farmageddon.
Okay, right. Cheers.
Question number one. You've got to shout either your name, your name, to see if you know the answer. So if you know the answer, you shout Dim, or Jed, you shout Jed.
Okay.
All right. Question one. Complete the following sentence, trick or what?
Jed.
Dim. Damn it. Hog's bottom.
Butterfingers. Go ahead, Jed.
He said two. Are you going to say that, Tim?
Yes. Okay. I'll stick.
Okay. Question two. Who played the lead... Sorry, I'll just start again. Who played the lead role in The Shining?
Hang on, I know this one. It's on the tip of my tongue. Not that I have a tongue, because I'm just a skeleton. I think it was, oh, God, what's his name?
Oh, that's what I want to know.
Johnny, here he is.
Here's Johnny.
Jack Nicholson, Jack
yes,
Nicholson.
Yes, is the right answer.
I'm not Tim.
Well done, Tim. Well
thank
done.
You.
That's one all.
I'll give you another 2 years for that.
All right, whoever gets the next one right is the winner. If you go to hell, who would you expect to see?
Dim. I got you now.
You go on, Dim.
Jade Goody. Oh,
no, that's incorrect.
Oh, damn.
Any idea, Jed?
I'd want to see Dim if I went to hell.
You want to see Dim?
Yeah,
we'll give you that. Yeah.
Well, I've been known to hang out there a few times.
That means you're a winner, Jed. Congratulations.
Cheers.
You've won tickets to Farmageddon. You're going to get to sit in on the Pete Price show tonight. He's doing his show live from there also.
That's fantastic.
Well done, Jed. Have a good day. We'll look forward to seeing you later.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you. Bye-bye, mate. Bye-bye. And Dim?
Yes, Kevin?
That's it for another year, unless we speak to you in our next hour.
Oh, okay. Well, I've got to go and get my scythe back off the health and safety man who took it off me at the front door. Honestly, nanny state. See you in a bit.
Kid in the Car is proving a great hit, and we've heard some lovely jokes from the kids. Kevs haven't been up to scratch, so have a listen and see what you think.
Kid in the Car time, chance for you to get on the air and tell us your favourite joke. I told mine, can you beat it? Let's go to Cameron. Hello, Cameron.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
What's your second name, Cameron?
Cameron Whitty.
Cameron Whitty, and how old are you?
Six.
You're six?
Wow.
Do you like being six?
Yeah.
What do you like about being six?
I'm grown up.
You're grown up. I see. Have you got a girlfriend, Cameron?
Yes.
You have. What's her name?
Esme.
Oh, have you kissed her?
No.
But yeah, you have. You have, haven't you? Hey? I bet you have. What did you have for your tea last night?
Omelette.
Omelette. Do you like omelette?
Yeah.
What's your favourite food in the world ever?
Chicken.
Chicken. Chicken.
Chicken.
What does he like, Liesl?
Chicken.
Chicken. All right. What are you doing today? You going to school today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where are you now? In the car?
Yeah.
Okay. Who's driving?
Mummy.
Mummy's driving. Is she a good driver?
Yeah.
You had to think about that then, didn't you? All right, Cameron. Have you got a joke for us?
Yeah.
All right, then. Tell us your joke, Cameron.
What do you get if you cross a chicken and a parrot?
I don't know. What do you get if you cross a chicken and a parrot?
Foul language.
Way!
That was excellent.
Well done, you. Do you want to say hello to anyone this morning? Any of your friends, Cameron?
Grandma.
Just your grandma. Is she the best grandma in the world?
Yes.
What do you like about her?
She gives me lots of sweets.
She gives me lots of sweets. Does she cook
and my granddad.
And your granddad. Does he give you lots of sweets as well?
Yes.
And does your grandma cook you nice food?
Yes.
What does she cook that you really like?
Eggs.
Fantastic. And what do you like about your granddad?
He drives a bus.
Do you ever go on his bus?
Yeah.
Do you like it when he's driving the bus?
Yeah.
Do you reckon Mummy could drive a bus?
Yeah.
All right, Cameron, it's been great having you on. We're going to put your name on our website and your school name as well. Thanks a lot for coming on and have yourself a nice day today.
Bye, Phoebe.
See you, Cameron. Have a lovely day.
Friday, it was finally Kev's turn for the song Remains the Same. He didn't want to do it at all, but he was actually quite good. Have a listen.
Morning to Ian Wilson from Worcester. He says, Kev, you haven't mentioned your Bernie bin for ages. From an ex-Bernie bin user.
Huh.
Oh, you know, see, it's a lads thing, this. You have a Bernie bin in your garden. You know, one of those bins, silver bins with the holes in with like a chimney on the top.
and you burn all your, like, I burn all my confidential mail and stuff like that, you know.
It's definitely a man thing, and I think barbecuing is a man thing as well.
I don't know what it is. Us fellas love burning, lighting a little fire in the garden. My dad used to do it. He'd, instead of, like, just putting all the boxes in the shop, he would have to burn them. Where's me dad? Oh, he's in the garden, and he'd be in the corner of the garden burning. It's great.
Goes back to the cavemen era, I think.
Yeah, and I think that is why most fellas like to do the barbecue. In fact, one of the best bits about the barbecue is that he's lighting the fire, getting it going.
You get all excited, you can see it in their eyes. Like, oh.
I always have a fight with our day. I'll light it. Well, you lit it last time.
Yeah.
Just love it. But the avenues, to be honest with you, they've got a lot of confidential waste that I need to burn. So thanks for that, Ian. Next time I get me burny bin going, I'll give you a little shout. I think of you. All right, the song remains the same. Oh, they're getting bullied by the girls that want me to do the song this morning.
Yeah, it's about time.
All right, let's see what song I can do. Oh, yeah, I think I've got a song in my head now. It's a popular song that we play quite a lot on Radio City. You've got to decide what song it is, all right?
Okay, let's sing.
We'll get a chance to see the new Spice Girls video tonight. The song's one of the new tracks of the band.
What was
recorded
that?
For the greatest hits album, Headlines Friends Never End, is the first single from the girls in 7 years. Like it?
I love it. That was brilliant.
Oh, come on, that's easy, that.
You know what it is, Claire. I think I know what it is.
Give us a call, 0151-472-0967. Think you know what that is? Then you need to get in touch, 0151-472-0967. If you can identify the song, then you need to call us now, and we'll play The Song Remains the Same.
The Song Remains the Same.
Download and get CD. The Kev Seed Podcast.
The Song Remains the Same.
La, la, la.
Song remains the same. This is where we sing something from the news in the style of another song. You've got to work out what song it is. I'm regretting making you girls recap it now, because I've got to recap it.
Okay, let's sing.
All right, I did this, didn't I? We'll get a chance. We'll get a chance to see the new Spice Girls video tonight. The song's one of two new tracks that the band have recorded.
All even right. Better the second time.
Yeah, let's go to our callers. Hello, Claire.
Hiya.
How are you?
All right, thanks.
Claire from Islington. What do you do, Claire?
Sales assistant.
You're a sales assistant. For where?
In London Road.
London Road. All right, Claire, what song do you reckon I'm singing?
It's Rod Stewart, If You Think I'm Sexy.
If You Think I'm Sexy. Actually, that's a very good answer, but I'm afraid... It is incorrect, I'm afraid.
Oh, all right, thanks.
Thank you for playing, Claire. Bye. Have a nice day. Bye-bye. Let's go to Nogsy. Hello, Johnny. Johnny, can you lower your radio down in the background for us, please, mate, as it's feeding back a little bit. Are you there, Jonathan? Jonathan? I know you're there because I can hear you. And you've also lowered your radio down. Snooze, you lose. Johnny? No, don't take it, mate. Take it. Is there another caller there?
Yeah, there is. Okay,
let's take it live. Hello, Radio City. Good morning.
Good morning. Is that Kev Seed?
Yes, who's that?
Lovely.
Your name,
Bobby.
Is your name Lovely?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm live on air.
You're live on air, fella.
I am indeed. Lovely.
Lovely. What's your name, Lovely?
It's Dave.
Hello,
I'm in Wrexham.
Hello, Dave. What song do you reckon it is?
You've caught me completely on the hop this morning.
Have I?
That's not actually what I was ringing up for, but you're throwing me out to the airways of the nation, so...
Yeah, what were you ringing up for?
Am I still live across the airwaves?
That wasn't the question. Let's go to the next caller. Hello, caller number three. Good morning. Hello, good morning. Who's that?
Yeah, it's Malcolm from St. Helens.
Okay, Michael from St. Helens. What do you reckon the song is?
No idea.
Oh, brilliant. Have a nice day.
With everyone today.
Is still drunk? Now we'll take one more call. Hello, good morning.
Hi, Kev.
Hello, who's that?
It's Sharon.
Hello, Sharon. You sound normal.
Thank God.
Welcome to the show. One. Okay, Sharon, whereabouts are you calling from?
Old Swan.
From Old Swan. What song do you reckon?
Is it Scissor Sisters?
Scissor Sisters, like I Don't Feel Like Dancing. Done you are bang on the money there. You've won nothing, but would you like to say hello to anyone?
To Paul.
To Paul. Are you working today?
Yes, I am.
All right. Whereabouts are you working?
Over in Birkenhead in the training company.
All right. Well, have a lovely day and have a great weekend. And thanks a lot for phoning up.
Good, thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. There we go. That is The Song Remains the Same. Who's singing on Monday?
Liesl.
I don't want to sing. I think Liam should do it.
Liam or Lisa, it'll be. By the way, do you remember you gave me a little bit of grief the other day for wearing a scarf with a T-shirt?
Yeah.
You've got a T-shirt on, you're wearing a scarf.
I wore this way before
Double
you did.
Double standards McGinty.
The song remains the same.
Well, that's it for another podcast, but tune in next week for all the latest gossip.
Tune in to the KFC Breakfast Show, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Radio City 96.7.